Our planet is warming. Average global temperatures have climbed about 1 degree Celsius since the last century, and at an accelerated rate in recent decades. Scientists believe the global warming trend is responsible for an increased severity of droughts, floods, and storms across the globe and slowly rising ocean levels. The serious consequences of Earth's changing climate are the subject of three new documentary films, funded in part by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting. Sun Come Up is the story of the Carteret Islands off the coast of Papua New Guinea, where filmmaker Jennifer Redfern says islanders have had no choice but to move to higher ground.
We documented some of the destruction that's happening from rising sea levels, from more frequent storm surges, from the lack of freshwater sources, and how the sea has contaminated some of their gardening land.
I grew up very happy on the islands. Those times the sea wasn't as cruel as it is today.
That's Ursula Rakova. By 2015, her homeland is expected to be underwater. Now she heads the relocation effort for 3,000 people. We watch as she searches for a new place to live, and along the way hear this sad lament from respected Carteret elder John Salick.
Well, I was a little boy. My very special thing was fishing with my spear on the reef. I'm losing the reef. I'm losing this happiness of the island. I'll be missing the sound of waves at night, and I'll be listening to it no more.
Sun Come Up debuted at the 2010 Full-Frame Documentary Film Festival in Durham, North Carolina. Redfern says the Carteret Islanders are among the world's first climate refugees. The International Organization for Migration predicts the number of people displaced by rising ocean levels will grow to 200 million by 2050. Redfern hopes her film helps raise awareness to reverse that trend.
I want people to walk away with a sense, a profound sense of what it means to have to find a new homeland. And I want that to move people. I want it to either make them angry, make them sad, make them frustrated. And I want to take that anger and that frustration and that sadness and turn that into action.
Water Wars was produced by the Seattle-based Common Language Project. The film takes a closer look at water scarcity in southern Ethiopia and the drought that has left farms there without any irrigation supply. Herders are forced to shepherd their animals longer distances for water. Neighbors compete for the same scarce resource, says John Sawyer. He's the director of the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting, the group that brought Water Wars to the 2010 Environmental Film Festival in Washington.
Really looking at how pastoralists are among the first victims of global climate change and what that's doing to their way of life and the possibility of conflict as a result of it.
Water Wars joins the pastoralists in a stark landscape of dead grasses, arid plants, and dust. Experts predict droughts will get worse with climate change and that poor countries like Ethiopia will be hardest hit. The third film, Easy Like Water, documents the water crisis in Bangladesh. The small South Asian nation of 150 million people on the coast of the Bay of Bengal has been facing increasingly intense floods and storms. We learn about this growing crisis from architect Mohammed Rezwan, who's built a fleet of solar-powered, internet-connected school boats.
I thought if the children cannot come to school, then school should go to them.
Flooded roads can shut down schools up to 4 months a year. Filmmaker Glenn Baker says the solar-powered boats help bridge the education gap and also meet other community needs.
It's not only floating schools that he's making a difference with. He has floating libraries, he has floating clinics, floating climate shelters, floating gardens, and he envisions entire communities that will have to float. Now, I'm not saying this is a the only answer to climate change, but it's people taking one adaptive strategy, doing what they have to do to survive.
All three documentaries, Easy Like Water, Water Wars, and Sun Come Up, were supported in part by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting. Center Director John Sawyer hopes they will stir greater public activism on climate change and water issues. Clips of the films are on the Pulitzer Center website at pulitzercenter.org. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.